The world wants to know what the world is thinking, and to stay relevant and competitive, you need to know what's working and what isn't. You want to peer over the garden wall of your peers and see what they're doing. This is the Accounting Answers podcast, answering and asking the questions that you have on your mind. And we're asking the people whose opinions and insights are super valuable. I'm Rob Brown, your host, and in recent months, I've reached out to 111 of the world's most influential experts, leaders, and advisors in the accounting world. And I've asked them the same five questions, and that means over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with skin in the game. All of these guests play in the accounting, finance, and tech sphere. They're working through or with accounting firms. They all have the experience, the viewpoints, the interests. They all care. Together, they give you the whole picture of what the next generation of accountants will look like, the realm of proactive advice, what's changing accounting, and how, and what the tech and software vendors can do better in this space. I'll also ask them to give three predictions for accounting over the next few years, and you won't believe the variety of answers and perspectives that come out from that one question. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode, we'll focus on one of the five questions and give you five answers from our experts. Let's get moving with today's episode. In today's show, we're continuing to ask our experts and influencers what they think about the next generation of accountants coming through the pipeline. Will they be any different to what's come before? How will their affinity with technology, their attitudes to work-life balance, their appetite for the traditional partnership firm structure, how will they shape the next cohort coming into the game? Let's find out. And now we have Zane Stevens, thought leader, podcaster, accounting firm owner, helping wineries succeed, where he combines his passion for accounting with the unique challenges of the wine industry to drive success and growth.
So this is one of those questions I've been thinking about a lot, right? There's a lot of chatter about getting people into the industry and not enough people joining accountants. And I always go back to when I first became an accountant that I was never sold become accountant to become an accountant. I was sold to become an accountant to be successful. And a lot of that was focused on like, I can be the next CEO or COO of my business. I can become an entrepreneur. And I think we're starting to already see that, right? People aren't getting into accounting because they really want to be accountants. They don't want to do taxes. They don't want to be in audit, but they want to use it as a basis of something bigger. They want to be able to understand business and use that tool to step into their next career. It's just a stepping stone is the way they're seeing it, which obviously is not going to be true for everybody. I thought I wouldn't be an accountant for my whole life, but here I am with my own firm. But the skills I learned along the way, the problem solving I learned along the way has helped me be an entrepreneur that I've been able to handle my own firm. And I know for a fact that I think very differently from the people before me. And if I'm already thinking differently and you take into account everything else going around politically, socially, the people will just have to be different. They're going to be a little bit more forward thinking. They're going to be thinking about how does this benefit me and how does it allow me to have a good life while still being successful. And I think that the accountants coming through, and I think you see them already in the people that are joining the industry at this point, want to be successful, but they want a good life as well. So they're always thinking about ways to automate, improve processes, and make it a situation where they are replaceable. And I think that's very different from the situation before where people are like, well, I want to know everything because I don't want anybody to take my job. So I think it's becoming a much more collaborative role. And I think it's going to become even more important. People realize how important it is to be a good communicator as an accountant.
Up next is Ellen Choi, co-founder of AWIN, bringing practice automation technology to accountants, helping them to transform their practices with innovative solutions that save time and improve accuracy.
They're going to be so different than their predecessors. There's many ways in which they will be different. One is that they're going to expect modern consumer-grade technology to get their work done. It's not going to be optional. It's not going to be a nice to have. But they all grew up in the era of internet, Amazon, smartphones, just technology expecting it to work for them, not the other way around. So they're going to put up with things that are legacy technology, technologies that were built in the last era, rather than working at firms or working for other partners who, you know, impose that on them. They would rather start their own firms, do something entrepreneurial, you know, go into a different field. That's one. Another one is they are going to be taking more of an advisory approach rather than being compliance-based. And that's just because the nature of the role is changing. And many of them have a less traditional CPA background, more of a portfolio career approach as well. Just this idea that, you know, you have one career, you spend decades in one firm, but this next generation of accountants, they don't think like that. You know, they want to have multiple revenue streams, different types of work that they're doing. And because of that, you know, they'll be very different. And they're also going to put more emphasis on work-life balance. They're going to put up with, you know, I worked to my bones for a decade. Am I going to work another 10 years to make partners, you know, really push those crushing hours? They're not going to think like that. You know, they're going to question, why am I doing what am I doing? Do I want to do this? Would I rather be doing something else, start my own firm or whatever it may be, and just then more emphasis on work-life balance? That's going to be very different for this generation of accountants.
Joining the conversation is Eric Gregg, CEO of Clearly Rated, offering exclusive client experience intelligence for accounting firms, helping them to differentiate and excel through superior service.
Yeah, absolutely they will. We are already seeing it when you look at sort of Gen Y and younger. There's a lot been written about that, but Gen Y and younger in the workforce will represent about 2/3 of the workforce by 2029, based on those estimates. And Gen Y and younger unto itself is already really, really different than other generations. They are the best decision makers of any generation. And I say that because they have had the wisdom of crowds from very early in their careers. They've been able to go and source things in a way that was much better than most of the other generations, Gen X, like myself included. In addition to that, we're seeing their pace of change and their ability to change with technology being really, really rapid. And so even if it's a new technology that maybe they're not used to, their willingness to adopt and their willingness to really learn and figure out how to leverage those new technologies is really critical. So in terms of how they do their work, I believe that they're going to be much more efficient. I believe that they're going to be able to pull in information beyond their immediate realm of expertise. And that's good because they're also not going to want to work as much as the rest of the generations. And you know this from the work that you've done on employee branding, but how we work and integrate with work is very different. And there are differences by those generations. So I think that that'll be another key area that will really impact the next generation of accountants. So the other thing that that's really going to impact as you look at this is how we deal with clients, because we'll have younger accountants, but we'll also have younger clients. And that means that the expectations on how these clients engage and interact with accounting firms is changing. How they make their decisions about which accounting firms to engage with is changing. And we have to be able to evolve with that as well.
And now insights from Mariona Barakutaj, CEO of Majors Accounts, an accounting leader and early tech adopter at the forefront of incorporating technology into accounting for enhanced efficiency and client service.
Yes, they will be, and they will have to be. You know, they're going to have to be more business savvy and tech savvy. So up until now, I think the accountant was expected to just provide those figures, and that's it. And the business owner takes hold of those figures and does all that, you know, what they need to do. But now we have to understand how the business runs a lot more and how that translates into the figures. And the business owners will also look to us for solutions for something that's going on in the business, how we can provide help in resolving an issue or helping them grow, whatever their goal might be. So I think we turned into more business advisors than just an accountant. But with that, you know, we have to be more commercially aware and really be on top of the technology, because we're going to need to help clients resolve those issues, and technology will do a lot of that heavy lifting.
We turn now to none other than Gary Boomer, founder and dot connector at Boomer Consulting, a visionary driving the accounting profession forward with innovative strategies and technologies that facilitate growth and efficiency.
Yes, they will. They'll be much more collaborative with a much higher appreciation for marketing and sales. The skill set, tool set, and mindsets will all be different. Those who can learn quickly and are change ready will excel in the profession. Well, I think it's pretty easy to explain. When I got into the profession, it was the rugged individualist who succeeded Today, it's the team. It's a team sport. And as your services grow and the breadth of those services, it takes more specialists and more people to contribute to that value.
So there you have five great answers to the question, will the next generation of accountants be any different from their predecessors? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of next-gen accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for North America and UK Europe. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.